Hey, thanks. Thanks, Ryle, for asking me to speak. I'm Gary, compulsive eater. I never really wanted to be a compulsive eater or anything like that. I had what I've learned over time is different words I use make it a little easier for me. But at the point now, it doesn't matter. The words doesn't matter anymore. So, anyways, my story starts. I'll be 59 years old this year, so no one has to guess how old I am. When I start with my story, I started back in I grew up in the first 10 years of my life was a place called Paramount, California. And that's where my whole story started. I grew up, I remember going to first grade. I was pretty much a skinny kid throughout a majority of my life. I wasn't a morbid obesity or anything like that, thank God, but I did have a weight problem definitely later on. But anyways, I went to a little school called Los Cerritos in Paramount, California. I lived down around Orange and Rosecrans, and there used to be there's still a store right there on the corner. It used to be called Jack's Jug, but that takes me way back, you know. And but I started way back. I started really early, with drugs and food. But actually, when I look at my story, I picked up the food first, and I can pinpoint when that started. It's the weirdest thing, you know. I remember that year I was in my first, second, third grade. I was a skinny kid, no weight problem at all, and I remember, I had a good childhood. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I hear so much blame on parents. Poor parents nowadays get so much blame, but you know what? I was just a shithead. When I first, second, third grade, I went to school, and then all of a sudden I started coming home after third grade, about a couple of months into third grade, I believe. But I do remember I started coming home, and I started adding some food between meals. I'd make a sandwich because I'd hear a story in the reading we were reading that morning, and I thought, wow, that sounds good. And so I started to pick up some extra food. And being way back then, of course, being a young kid, I was about 8 or 9 years old, right in that neighborhood. And so I picked it up, and within, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 months, I did have like I was about 20 pounds overweight. That's about where it took me, and then my sister used to call me fat boy and stuff like that. Those kind of names started coming in, and it would make me mad than anything. Me and my sister were only a year and a half apart, so she was we were always fighting, I mean, like fist fighting, drag, and she'd always get the best of me because I was just, I was smaller than her at the time, and she was pretty mean. And it was funny because later on in life, I was about 15, and she was doing her little thing, bugging me, and I stood up and punched her, and she goes, "If you realize that I never messed with you ever again after that day." And I thought, oh my God, all them years I got one punch, that was it. If I would have known it, I'd have took a few more on you. But I'm just kidding. But I really wasn't. But anyways, I grew up a normal household. My dad smoked pot. My pot friends started coming around. I was 10 years old. I was introduced to marijuana. I didn't know what it was. I took a hit of it, and they said, just take a few hits off this bong. And it was an old water bong. And and then next thing I describe it when the old timers in AA describe that first drink. It was like magic. It was magic. I was just like, holy smokes, this is great. And so the eating started a little before that, and then I was off on doing that. And then and throughout my life, as I got into fourth grade, fifth grade, I started having, sixth grade, I started having, I was a little bit overweight, for sure, but still I wasn't, heavily overweight, but I did notice, I was a little different, things like that. And then my dad, he caught me smoking pot at 10 years old and busted me. And and you think I would have quit at that time, but no, I just need to be more sneaky now, right? And that's exactly what I did. Now I smoke pot. I just need to stay away from the house for 4 or 5 hours. And then when I got to be about four, when I got to be about 10, what was it? Yeah, 10 years old, I was going into fifth grade. We moved to Orange County, so the next 15 years is Orange County life. By that time, my food wasn't really out of control that bad yet, but I had a really good childhood because at that time, when I got to be about 13 or 14, my dad had a fishing boat and he smoked pot and he knew it. I knew it. So I used to love to go fishing with my dad because we all smoked pot and it was great. We went to the mountains, we all smoked joints, I mean, it was the greatest childhood I ever had, smoking pot with the old man, but for me, it went farther than that. And then as I got a little older, I went to high school, I went to junior high, and it was just a, I didn't do very good at junior high. And by the time I got to, by the end of junior high, I lost interest in school. I was getting F's, and I was showing up every day because I just didn't want to get the wrath of my dad for me not going to school. So I would show up, but I just would bring home F's and D's, that's in. And by the time I got to ninth grade in high school, I had no interest in school, and I was just going to school because I didn't want to face my dad when I came home. Because that was back when, I feared my dad, and it was a good thing because, he kept me in line to a certain extent, so I knew there was a problem, and so anyways, long story short, I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous in 1987, and get sober and all that, and next thing you know, I'm in AA for, and 1992 comes around, and now my when I put down the alcohol and drugs, my food kind of really started to blossom a little more. I started to put on a little more weight and things like that. And I remember going from 170 to 180. I was thinking, wow, and then someone mentioned there's a 12-step program for food, and I'm like, a 12-step program for food, and I'm like, well, let's check it out. And it was some of you remember the old bank meeting upstairs in Downey. That's where I went. I showed up in about mid-92, and the meeting was really a large meeting at the time, and there was a lot of recovery in there. I mean, majority, half or if not more than half the room was on maintenance, and then there was newcomers like me, and I was just like, wow. And so I got a sponsor, and I got the food program and all that, and I don't remember who my sponsor was. I just know it was a little old lady, and she said, well, you just call me every day and write down what you're going to eat. And she handed me a sheet, and I said, this is what we eat. And I'm like, so you pick from here and just follow the instructions. And I'm like, okay. So I started calling her every day. I was 20, 5. That's 25, 24. That's 24. So I started calling her every day and calling in my food and going to these stupid meetings. Actually, I didn't think the meetings were stupid because I was already in AA. I was sober, a good few years under my belt already. So I liked AA. I always loved AA, and I always loved meetings in general. So I started going to these meetings and going to the Downey meeting on a regular basis. And I forgot I went to a couple other meetings on a regular basis, and I was regularly a how person. And next thing you know, when about 4 or 5 months later, I went from 180. At that time, my top weight was 180, and I'm only 5'6". I went down to 140, and I was wearing like size 29 waist jeans, and I'm just like, this is, I haven't been this size, and I don't remember in a long time. So I kept going, I got great results, right? And then the turn of 93, I was in the Carpenters Union. And there was no work in California, and so everybody was coming here to Vegas, and so I ended up in Vegas in April of 93. I was 5.5 years sober at the time when I came here. I was still following the food program, but I don't remember the food program being here, but neither did I go look for it either. I just kind of watched what I ate and just continued. When you're hanging sheetrock in your metal framer and you're out in 110 degree weather, and if you're and if I'm keeping my food under control, I'm burning calories like crazy. And I maintained for quite a while on my own. I still had a problem though with food. We'd go out to eat, and I remember my friends would be like, God, you're so skinny. Where are you putting all that food? And I thought to myself, yeah, I wonder, and then later on, when I got into the management side of the drywall business, as I went up the ranks, I started my own business and all that. And I went up the ranks and all that. I got into management. You know, I wasn't working my tool belt no more. I was managing. I was driving around, sitting at a desk. Just I had a combination of things. You know, in the beginning, I was a man of everything, and then as the company starts to build, you know, I had this guy and that guy and blah blah blah. And then my food, you know, I started getting a little more out of control and things like that throughout the years. And then it really started becoming a problem when I got in my mid-30s to, you know, late 30s and things like that. And then I lost weight on my own. My wife just put me on a diet and I lost 40 pounds. But then I put the 40 pounds back on. And then from about age, I don't know, mid-30s, late 30s, my weight, I got up to 223 because I quit smoking. So I picked up even more food, you know, and next thing you know, I got up to 223 and I'm only 5 foot 6. And I remember it was right around 2015. And I started thinking to you guys again. I thought, you know, I wonder if that program's in Las Vegas, you know, and it's so I so that's 9 minutes I got left just to make sure I'm reading that correctly. So I thought, you know, I started thinking of you guys because I knew now in the back of my mind, all my ideas have stopped working. Everything I tried, I just couldn't get it. You know, I couldn't get anywhere. And I remember my wife just saying, you know, I remember she told me one day, I don't know what to do for you anymore. And I felt so hopeless. And I thought, God, if that one program I went to in 92s in Vegas, maybe that's the only thing I can think of in the back of my mind that would work. You know, I know that would work. And so I started searching around, right? And what I did is I went to a regular OA meeting, which those are very easy to find. If you know, I looked around, and then I asked somebody. By the time I made it, it was 2017 now, 2 years later. I thought about it for a good couple of years, and just being, I was in the obese category. You know, I was just, it was horrible. I was just. You know, so I went to an OA meeting and I asked somebody at the end of the meeting, I said, anybody ever heard of a program called, because at the time I knew it just by how, that's it. You know, like CEA, how I found out later, but it doesn't matter. It was the same program. And one guy says, oh, yeah, I know that program. I go, yeah. And they go, yeah. I go, is it here in Vegas? They go, yeah, it is. I'm like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. And he goes, I got a schedule. Do you want it? I said, oh yeah, of course I want it. And that's how I found you guys. And this is actually the meeting that I found Saturday, 10 a.m. at KCB. I come traipsing in there, you know, and I start following the program. And Brian, I see he's on the meeting. He was my first sponsor, and he just, you know, I got the food program, and he's like, just start calling me every day. And so I start calling him every day, and I went from 223, you know, down to about 150, and about 5 or 6 months, you know, and then, you know, this is 2017. And then of course I told myself once I got here, I'd never leave, right? Well, what happened? Well, I don't have an absent date all the way from 2017 to today. I've looking back over the years, I'm just like, you know, I just had a hard time giving up the food. I always wanted to eat those favorite foods again and this and that. You know, and then off and on, you know, I started paying the price. You know, I was kind of like, you know, I'm just kind of going up and down a little bit, up and down. And 2018, in and out. I mean, you guys seen me. I mean, you guys have been here the whole time. You've watched me come in and out in the last 9 years. And some of it was just being hard-headed and thinking that I'm different and I can control it. And some of it was my weakness. It was a combination, you know. So I was in and out, and I know what happens when I leave, and I know, you know, and it's like, why do you know? And so I was in and out, in and out, and then this past year, this particular year, you know, it was Super Bowl weekend, and it was just another weekend, you know, and you know, we're at an AA party and a get together, and of course, you know, everything underneath the sun is there, and you know, I partake in everything underneath the sun, and I'm just like, I'm so done. I know there's a better way, and why? And now I'm to the point where I want to get abstinent, but I don't know if I can. You know, and this is my abstinent date is February 11th, 2026. That's the date I have today. And I didn't know if I could get abstinent again. I was getting worried, and you know, I was you know, putting on. I went back up the scale, you know, 182. And people say, oh, it's not about the weight. Well, you leave this program, you'll find out real quick. It's a lot about the weight. And I'm not trying to be a smart ass or nothing, but What I found is it starts with the weight, but then I do get a lot of benefits in OA. I get self-worth, I get self-confidence, I feel good. It feels good to be abstinent. It feels good to be, yes. I didn't come here for all that because I didn't know all that existed. But the main thing is the weight. If I could stay like this by myself, I weigh 152 pounds today, right? And if I could do this by myself, I wouldn't be here at this meeting. I wouldn't continually to come back here, So for me, it's a combination, And today I'm convinced, if I leave, which I don't want to today, I will put the weight back on. Just bottom line, just the way it goes in my story. Just the weight comes back. It's like Christmas. It's coming. Some people gain it faster than others, but in the end result, it's coming. And plus eating all that, just, being unhealthy and everything goes, I like to say, I start giving up little things in life that I don't even realize I appreciate, like bending down to tie my shoe, lifting my leg to get in the car, simple things like that. I start to sacrifice and I don't notice it at first, but then after a while, I'm like, I got to pick my leg up and kind of help myself and kind of grab the bar of the truck. And, I'm starting to, and it just starts from there. And then next thing you know, it's just unhealthy and stuff like that. I was at a friend's house the other day. I have a friend while I'm on a pool league, and I have a normie friend. That's weird. I haven't had friends outside of AA or CAO in many, many years. I just don't go there. It's just the way it's been over the years. But, I shared with him because he's highly Christian and things like that, and he's quite a bit older than me. But anyways, I said, I had a real issue with alcohol and drugs back in the 80s, so no, I do not drink. It's not. And then I was over at his house. We're all shooting pool, practicing because I'm on a team. And I said, oh, it's time for, I gotta go. I gotta go eat, and then I've gotta go to my appointments. Oh no, you can eat here. And I'm like, oh no, I can't. I said, no, my wife cooks good. She's Asian. I'm like, I'm sure she does. I said, but Walter, I showed him a picture of what I used to look like. And I said, this is what happens. I go, so I'm serious about this today. I'm real picky about where I eat and what I do. I go, no offense to you. I go, but I eat a certain way and I go a certain place. And he's like, oh, okay. I go, I just, it's just the way it is for me today. I'm more determined today than anything in my life. And I really mean that. I don't want to, I don't miss all the other great things that, I just don't miss it today. And I don't want it. I want this lifestyle, and I understand, I'm fully convinced, and I'm fully surrendered that if I'm going to live this lifestyle that I told myself I wanted to go find you guys almost 9 years ago, or over 9 years ago, and set my butt in there and never leave, there's certain things, but that I, but I want to do them today. I really do. I don't want my pre-program back. My pre-program is obesity. I don't need a program to go to obesity category. I do all that by all my lonesome. I don't need no steps. I don't need no questions. I don't need no sponsors to help me. You just leave me alone. And then, within a year or so, you'll see Gary does not look like this Gary, because this is not me. I used to always say, my life basically is on loan to me today. My alcohol and drug problem, I treat that. I still go to Alcoholics Anonymous religiously today, and also the food program, and if I decide to go back to either one of those programs, my pre-program, now I'm gonna, they're gonna come and repo. They're gonna repo my body, and they're gonna repo my life, and I'm gonna have, I'm gonna be disaster. Possibly living on the streets and obese, and that's what I mean by that being repoed. That's what will happen. I mean, and I've had it, I've experienced it, luckily I've never, had to go down that road, they've never come to repo my house or my body, but if I decide to quit doing the deal one day at a time, it will, I could. This is kind of, I heard people say in this program, it's like the daily rent or daily mortgage. It's got to be paid daily. And that's so true in my life today. It's got to be taped. I have to pay attention to this because I have to eat 3 times a day. And so, and I keep very small stuff in my house, meaning I don't have any of that stuff that makes me want to, go off the program. But I have to be careful, and I have to be careful where I go. And I'm okay. And I go a lot of places. I go to El Pollo Loco, and it's a couple different places. I go where I know I'm safe, I'm super safe at home. My big challenge is I got a 7-day long range fishing trip coming up in September. Now, I feel pretty confident I can get those chefs together and say, "All right, look, boys, we got a problem for a week, and I'm going to be your problem." But I've got chefs on board. They're going to be cooking 3 meals a day, and we're going to be out to sea over 100 miles down San Diego, out of San Diego, down there in Mexico somewhere, catching bluefin, yellowfin. I haven't done a trip like this in a lot of years, and I'm gonna see if I still like to do this kind of fishing. I grew up fishing, and I did a lot of fishing, and so my dad's in the ocean today, and I thought I'd go spend a week with him. And he's always loved the ocean, and so that's gonna be but it's not here yet. That's gonna be in September. I'm looking forward to the trip, and I feel very confident this time. I've always had issues when I went out of town, but I'm pretty determined today. The way I eat, and like I say, it's the best thing I've ever I and I've heard guys say, I can never do this alone, and I fully get that and understand that and believe that, and I can never do this without you guys. So with that, I can't see the time. Let's see. I mean, in this way. Oh, look at that. Wrapped it right up to the second. Holy smoke. That's a good thing you put that there, because I would, I'd still be in Paramount. A little kid. Anyways, thanks for letting me share.